So, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today, we are really fortunate to have His Grace Karuna Krishar Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from Canto 5, Chapter 7, Text 2 onwards. So, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Pranam, you are there on the call, Prabhuji. Okay, I think Prabhuji is set to join. So before Prabhuji joins, let me hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji. You can please take over, Mataji, to give a small introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Karuna Kishore Prabhuji is an engineer with a master's degree associated with the automotive sector over the last two decades. His professional job pushed him to travel extensively across the continents, primarily to Europe and the US. Considering this as Srila Prabhupada's mercy, Karuna Kishore Das Prabhuji has been benedicted with the opportunities to experience Srila Prabhupada's magic and seek blessings from exalted Vaishnavas all over the world. He and his better half, Radhahari Devi Dasi, are members of Srila Prabhupada's family for the last 20 years. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami kindly accepted them as disciples and awarded him first initiation in January 2008 at Sri Sri Radha Parthasarathi Temple in Delhi, and second initiation in February of 2021 at ISKCON NVCC Pune. With the blessings of the compassionate Vaishnavas, both have been associated in the various services in ISKCON, including funds collections, servant leader, book distribution, prasadam preparation, preaching, nitya seva, and discourses. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for this brief introduction. Prabhuji, if you're there on the call, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you're there on the call.
No, Mataji.
Okay. So let's wait for Prabhuji to dawn. We will chant for some time. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association in this call today and to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 5.7. verse 2 onwards. So we are really fortunate and eager to hear from you. Can please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity for seva. And I'll try to do something justice to the Shiloh text given to me. I've been seeing that a lot of exalted devotees are coming for the sessions here. And the kind of questions also coming, it shows that the devotees are really, really like to hear the nectar and observe the nectar. So should we start now?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the encouragement. You can please take over.
Thank you. Thank you. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chayev narotam narotamam sarasvatim narayanam sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya muride nasht prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttam shloke bhagavati uttam shloke भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदननाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तायिने शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। Hare Krishna. Can I get the opportunity to share the screen, please?
Hare Krishna, okay. You can share. Prabhu, your volume is little low. Can you adjust the microphone, Prabhu, before we start the class? Adjust.
Is it better now?
Yeah, Prabhu.
Okay, I'll try to speak a bit louder also.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Actually, I want to share my screen. Is it okay that it's the participant? Okay.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Yes, you are the co-host, Prabhu. You can share your screen.
So the text number two, it is like a. Okay, yesterday also there was a lot of discussion happened on Bharat Maharaj, so we'll continue forward on that. The text number two talks about tasya bhuha va atam jana krishna anurupam atmana panchajanasya bhuta dhirava bhuta sukshamani sumati shrashtabhritam sudarshan varanam dhrumketu tumati. I'm sorry, this is not in a poetic way, so I'm just reading it. Just as the false ego creates the subtle sense objects, Maharaj Bharat created five sons in the womb of Panchajani, his wife. The sons were named Sumati, Rashtrabharata, Sudarshana, Avarana, Dhumraketu. Text number three is Ajanabham Namatadasham Bharat Miti Yat Arabya Vipadishyanti. Formerly, this planet was known as Ajanabha Varsha, but since Maharaja Bharat's resign, it was become known as Bharat Varsha. The planet was formerly known as Ajanabha because of resign of King Nabhi. After Bharat Maharaj ruled the planet, it became celebrated as Bharat Varsha. 5.7.4 is Sahab Bahunva Bipiti Pitra Pitamaha Pitra Pitamaha Vat Uru Vasalya Save Save Karmani Vartana Vartamana Praja Sarvadharma Anu Vartaman Pralepala. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Bharat was a very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizens, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaja Bharat was affectionate to the citizen as his father and grandfather had been. Keeping them engaged in their occupational duties, he ruled the earth. It is more important that the chief executive rule the citizens by keeping them fully engaged in their respective occupational duties. Some of the citizens were Brahmanas, some were Kshatriyas, some were Vaishyas and Shudras. It is duty of the government to see that citizens act according to these material divisions for their spiritual advancement. No one should remain unemployed or unoccupied in any way. One must work as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra on the material path. And on the spiritual path, everyone should act as a brahmachari, grastha, vanprastha, or sannyasi. Although formerly the government was a monarchy, all the kings were affectionate towards the citizen and they strictly kept them engaged in their respective duties. Therefore, society was very smoothly conducted. Hare Krishna. I was just meditating on that. When we look at we have heard a lot many times that Bhagavatam starts when Bhagavad Gita ends. I hope I'm audible to you guys.
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Thank you. So we were talking about when we look at, heard many times that Bhagavad Gita ends and Bhagavatam starts. So we all know that there is correlation in everything, like what we talk about this. I was just wondering, like, when Krishna mentioned all these texts in Bhagavad Gita, I think about 574 out of 700. So in that, whatever Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita or the teachings he has given to Arjuna, all this, like looking as a visible window in the form of in Bhagavatam, when all as pure devotees or exalted devotees are performing the pastimes. Like there is one text in Bhagavad Gita, text number 10.9. It's part of Chatushaloki Bhagavad Gita. So in that it is Mat Chitta Madgata Prana Bodhyanta Parasparam Kathyanchecha Maam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. Now when we look at this, one part, like Krishna is saying that Mat Chitta, devotees are engaging their mind in me. They consider me as their own prana, and they are discussing about me. And when they are discussing, they are feeling satisfied and relish those things. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Similarly, when we look at the other verses, Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvatan Chanti Nigachati Kontaha Pratijani Name Bhaktya Pranishati. Krishna told Arjuna, go and announce that my devotee will never perish. Now, okay, we heard this in Bhagavad Gita. Now, how to relish this in our day-to-day life? How we understand that, okay, Krishna has mentioned this. Is it really like coming up? Do we also enjoy this? Or we also, how do we understand this? So for that is Bhagavatam. There are a lot of pastimes or devotees. Like when we talk about Tushyanti cha, Ramanti cha, or Mat Chitta Mat Gata Prana. The moment Arjuna come back after bringing the queens of Krishna to Hastinapur, he was not happy at all. Like even if like he brought the queens and all that, but he was not happy. So Yudhishthira understood that Arjuna didn't come to him after coming back. So he understood that there is something wrong. So he went to Arjuna place and asked him, what happened? So by that time, Kunti Maharani also heard that Arjuna has come back from bringing the queens. So she was also running towards Arjuna. So by the time she reaches to the door, she heard the discussion in between Yudhishthira and Arjuna. Arjuna was talking and telling Arjuna, Krishna has left this planet. Kunti Maharani just heard Krishna has left. She didn't heard even the further sentence or further words. The moment she heard Krishna has left, she left her body. So the second word in this is mat gat prana. The devotees of mine, their lives live in me. So there are like lot of pastimes like that, like what Kunti Maharani is talking about. Then when we're talking about Name Bhaktya Pranashati, there are a lot of pastimes. Of course, we will discuss one of those pastimes or the devotees today also. That's the purpose of like just trying to giving the talk on this. And there is a text in Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, you all have heard that Krishna Savdhamo Gate Dharma Gyanadi Saha Kalo Nashta Sumesha Punako Adhuna Adhita. This is first canto, third chapter. Sorry, first canto, third chapter, text number 43. So what happened when Krishna left this planet? Whose shelter everybody has taken? So it is mentioned here that the shelter was taken of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is mentioned in that particular, when I was reading through that, in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning that Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. This is what we start our talk. Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of the Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is sambhavanam of life, Lord Shri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can see also Lord Krishna in person. They are identical. So Prabhupada has made very authoritative statement here. When we are seeing Srimad Bhagavatam, it means we are seeing Lord Shri Krishna in person. There is no difference. They are identical. So next time when we are talking about, if somebody asks that, okay, you have seen Krishna? Yes, we have seen Krishna. Where? In the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one of the texts in which Srila Prabhupada is mentioned that one can derive from the study of Bhagavatam all benefits that are possible to derive from the personal presence of the Lord. So everywhere, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning what we can get, benefits we can get out of reading or study or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, you are enjoying or relishing it daily. So it mentioned that are possible to derive from the personal presence of Lord. It carries with it all the transcendental blessings of Lord Shri Krishna that we can expect from his personal contact. Simple. Nothing here and there. So all the transcendental blessings we can get out of hearing or reading or studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. The other thing, when we look at Bhagavad Gita, when we see Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna was speaking to Arjun, he was...
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please forgive me for interrupting you, but still your volume is very low. Can you please give me your headsets and try, Prabhu? Will that work?
I'll hold it in my hand. Is it better?
Now it is better if you hold in your hand.
I'll make sure that I'll hold it in my hand. I'm sorry.
Thank you,
Ravji.
Thank you so
much. So the next thing when we're talking about, when we look at Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna never encouraged renunciation in terms of action. Where, when we look at his every moment, he's telling Arjuna, you are Kshatriya, your religion is to fight, you should fight, and everything. But when we look at Bhagavatam, it consistently in every pastime is talking about renunciation. It talks about the rise of kings, but then it talks about how they renounce the world and how they go to the forest. So when we look at Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, both are talking about bhakti. But the context of both the books are different. So Bhagavad Gita is spoken to the warrior. And Bhagavatam is talking about the devotees. So they're devotees who are about to die. So that therefore main focus has to be on just focus on Krishna. So that's it. When we look at Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, setting the seed or setting the context. So we see the difference is, of course, focus is bhakti, but bhakti is not renunciation of action in Bhagavad Gita. But when you look at Bhagavatam, it talks about renunciation of action. Is my screen visible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So this is something of course, yesterday also Prabhuji talked about it, but I thought before setting the moving forward into this, let me share this also primarily, when we look at This particular chapter, when we're talking about this, is I think the only chapter which has got just 14 texts, 14 verses. So it's the smallest chapter in Bhagavatam, I think. And but when we look at in the perspective of that, what exactly Srila Prabhupada is giving us through these chapters, he's building the base for us to understand first who is Maharaj Bharat. So he's setting the scene for us that we should understand Maharaj Bharat. But look at this glories of Maharaj Bharat, almost 8 chapters Prabhupada has given in Bhagavatam for Maharaj Bharat. And I was just counting in the text, the verses. I think there are about 100 verses, 90 in between 95 to 100 verses are there to glorify Maharaj Bharat. Of course, in the three different scenarios, one is that first is Maharaj Bharat, then deer form, then Jad Bharat. So that way, like Prabhupada is giving us the glories of Bharat Maharaj. Now, when we look at the text number 5.7.4, I just try to analyze the text, this translation and purport. So we'll read through together once again. Maharaj Bharat was very learned and experienced king on this earth. He perfectly ruled the citizen, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. So Prabhupada mentioned here, being himself engaged in his own respective duties. Maharaj Bharat was affectionate to the citizens as his father and grandfather. Keeping them engaged in their occupational duties, he ruled the earth. So the things like in particular translation, in fact, Prabhupada, whatever Prabhupada has given in translation or purport form, it is more in a lucid form, and every word is very critical. Prabhupada always says that we should not read these books, we have to study these books. And he likes that all his disciples, of course, my Guru Maharaj say that whosoever is like a disciple is a Srila Prabhupada disciples. So I am saying that that way only, that he's talking about Srila Prabhupada always motivate that devotee or disciple should study the scriptures scrutinizedly. It's not just reading. So in this, like when we're talking about the translation, everything is very, Prabhupada is given a very lucid way, and we have to spend time to understand this. So in this, when I try to underline some sentences in this. So when he's talking about, he perfectly ruled the citizens. And as a king, he was pretty engaged in his own respective duties meticulously. And how he ruled? Affectionate to citizen, as he has learned from his father and forefathers. And he was keeping them engaged. And in that, further Prabhupada is mentioning that some of the citizens were Brahmanas, some were Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. So Parikshit Maharaj was engaging everybody. But considering the Varna Ashram Dharma. So one must work as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra on the material path. So that is Varna. And on the spiritual path, everyone should act as Brahmana, Grastha, Vanprastha or Sannyasi. So the first Prabhupada is talking about material path. Then he is talking about on the spiritual path. Everyone should act as Brahmana, Grastha, Vanprastha and Sannyasi. Although the government was monarchy, all the kings were very affectionate towards the citizens. They strictly kept them engaged in their respective duties. Therefore, society was smoothly conducted. Nowadays, when we talk about, we're talking about that this government is like this, that government is like this. Of course, you are sitting in US, so hearing a lot about India also. And some people are talking very negative, some people are talking little bit positive and that way. But what are the key characteristics of a ruler or a king? It is very categorically mentioned in this text. So when we look at this, first thing Prabhupada is talking about the glorious dynasty of Maharaj Bharat. And then he is talking about the king responsibilities. He's saying, first thing he's saying that king is, because he's from coming from the dynasty, he's learned and experienced. And the second thing he's talking about, he was very affectionate to the citizens. Unless we consider them, king consider the all his citizens as his extended family, that affection cannot come. And until unless there is affection, there is no relation. Because everything is from his distant view, otherwise. So that affection binds the citizen and the king. And the best part is when you build a relationship, the next thing comes that how should I engage them in a positive way so that it can bring prosperity in the kingdom. So that's how he was ruling the king, kingdom, and both on the material path, and he was ensuring that everybody should be pretty good engaged in with respect to the material path and the spiritual path. So when we look at Maharaj Bharat, when we talked yesterday also, Prabhuji was talking about, he was ordered by his father, Lord Rishabhdev, who was a incarnation of God, that he should marry and beget his family. But out of 100 sons, Lord Rishabhdev choose Bharat Maharaj to be the king of his dynasty. And it is not like that the other 99 sons were just ordinary sons. Even yesterday also when Prabhuji was talking about, there are now Yogendras in that. Of course, we'll learn, hear about them or study about them in the future, in the next coming up cantos. So all these are very exalted devotees, but they follow what Lord Rishabhdev, their father, told them. There was no nothing like that. Okay, why him? Why not we? Because it was a family which was completely devoted to the devotional service of the Lord. And next, Prabhupada, he's talking about Bharat Maharaj was competent in understanding the principle of saintly person like Narada. He followed in the footstep of sages. So there is no division at all. He was completely capable, understand to everything like other sages. And the most important point, Prabhupada is saying that he always also kept Lord Vasudeva constantly in his heart. Irrespective of his kingly responsibilities, he was completely engaged in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Must have heard there was a pastime in Mumbai for Prabhupada also like this. Prabhupada very dear disciple, he was a building contractor. He went to Srila Prabhupada. His name was Mr. Sethi. So he went to Prabhupada. He saw that Prabhupada pretty good, pretty engaged in construction of the temple. And we all know the pastimes of that Juhu temple. So he went to Prabhupada and asked Prabhupada, you always say that the devotee of the Lord is Satatam Kirtaniya Hari. But when I look at you, you are sometime talking to the contractor, sometime to the building material supplier, and sometime you're engaged in telling about the design and all that. I'm not seeing that you're constantly chanting. Prabhupada told him that, okay, because I said that he was very dear to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada told him that, okay, you please put your ear in the back, my back. The moment Mr. Sethi put his ear in the back of Srila Prabhupada, he heard, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So whatever Prabhupada was doing, irrespective, every moment he was busy in chanting the holy names of the Lord. So it's something like that. He always kept Lord Vasudeva in his heart. And the other thing, when we talk about Bharat Maharaj, we know that from Ajaba, this name of Bharat of India or Bharat has come after his name. Earlier it was Ajnabha Varsha. Now it is Bharat Varsha. So Bharat Maharaj was completely devoted, And at the same time, he knows that what is my responsibility, where I have to draw a line. It's not like that, okay, nowadays, oh, now I have to take care of, okay, now I have got my grandchildren, I have to take care of them. So, but Bharat Maharaj was not like that. He knows where to draw the line. He drawn the line and went to ashram. Of course, you will hear more about this in the coming verses. And there, like Prabhupada was talking about there, he ate only forest vegetables and fruits. He was not, like, after going to the ashram, he was not thinking about, oh, I have to make my meals, I have to get this dal, I have to get this vegetable, I have to get this and to prepare this and I have to take the taste of this. No way. He was saying he was completely engaged in worshipping of the Lord Vasudeva. And due to his highly advanced spiritual position, there was sometimes visible in his body the Ashtasattvic transformations. Like we heard a lot about Ashtasattvic transformations, but it was clearly visible in Maharaj Bharat when he went for this Vanprastha and Sannyas. And so it was clearly visible, all these things. But when we look at in this particular text, I'm now going back to the, like, we talk about Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, correlation, what is there. And when we talk about characteristics of Bharat Maharaj, now when we look at this verse, particular verse 5.7.4, in this, in the translation, Prabhupada is predominantly talking about the Varna Ashram. So what is that Varna Ashram? Of course, this is a particular Bhagavad Gita shloka. Chatuvarna Maya system Gunakarma Vibhaksha Tasya Kartar Mapi Vam Vidhe Kartar Vayam. Prabhupada says in this text, human society is similar to any other animal society. Look, we are saying that we are much, much higher than animal society, but Prabhupada mentioning in the translation that human society is similar to any other animal society, but to elevate men from the animal status, the above mentioned divisions were created by the Lord. The above mentioned division is Varna Ashram, created by the Lord for the systematic development of Krishna consciousness. So when I look at, like, I was just trying to understand what exactly Prabhupada is further talking about, because Prabhupada has given lot of discourses and mentioned many times about Varna Ashram in his writings as well as in his talks. So Prabhupada very clearly mentioned Krishna Conscious Movement is to the particular mission of Krishna Conscious Movement to establish the institution of Varna and Ashram. Simple. That this is the one of the mission of ISKCON. And why it is that? Because Prabhupada says that a person in Krishna consciousness is above the Brahmanas. Because when I look at the regular, Prabhupada talk about the actually Devi Varna Ashram. He's not talking about the general Varna Ashram. Prabhupada further is saying that a person in Krishna consciousness means all of you are above the Brahmanas, because only a man who transcends the limited knowledge of Brahmana means Prabhupada very, as I said, that if Prabhupada is using some word, it means there is some meaning in that. Why Prabhupada is saying only a man who transcends the limited knowledge of Brahmana? Because in Brahmana, usually they follow the impersonal form also of God. So they do not understand the real form, the form of the Lord. That's why Prabhupada used here the limited knowledge of a Brahmana. So next Prabhupada is talking about the devotee reaches the knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shri Krishna becomes a person in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, like we always use, a Vaishnava. And then Prabhupada saying, the actual Varna Ashram system is basically the mission, the purpose of Varna Ashram system is train and educates the individual in the duties and occupation for which he is already inclined. Nothing doing, like of course, we always heard about here from all the Vaishnavas, Acharyas, that it's not like that the doctor's son will become doctor or Brahmana's son will become Brahmana. So Prabhupada very, very clearly mentioned here, based on the trains and educates the individual in the duties and occupation for which he is already inclined. It's based on the inclination of the particular person. It's not based on the family dynasty. So very clearly, like this is most like a striking thing which I found here. Of course, the first thing is that Varnashram serves to elevate the human being from animal consciousness. And the most striking thing is there is fearing to the level of God, pure love of God. Means, like, when we look at this, before coming to ISKCON, of course, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, we joined ISKCON because most of us, we were looking for the real purpose of our life. And that's how, like, because of some mercy of some Vaishnavas, we get into ISKCON. As Prabhupada mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, in the introduction part, the first thing we should ask for from ourselves is Athato Brahm Jigyasa, who I am. And the moment this comes in our mind, Krishna makes an arrangement makes arrangement for us to meet some devotee who will tell us, Aham Brahmo Asmi. I am not this body. I am soul. So that's how the moment we come to know that we are not this body, the soul. Actually, knowing is one part. But when we imbibe this in our thinking or meditating on this, then what happened? We come out of like a fearing level. We go to the level of love of God. You all have love of God. That's why like in the morning you start early, so early, 5 o'clock you're doing japa, then hearing about a lot pastimes, Bhagavatam. And otherwise, there are a lot of things people are doing. Like a morning they're waking up. The moment before they wake up, they want a tea on their table or on the bed. They call it as like, of course, the name also is given, bed tea. And before sipping the bed tea also, they expect one more thing on their bed is 2 days newspaper. So they want the newspaper and a bed tea before they start their day. But when we look at you people, like you have got so much, like you develop so much of love of God that instead of starting your day with so-called the other things, you're starting your day with chanting, hearing about Lord. So that shows that your love of God has been built, developed, and you want it to be further increase and increase, so that we should really understand the particular text which Jiva Goswami has told about that. Oh God, please give me thousands of years, thousands of tongues, so that I can chant your holy name with more and more and more intensity. And so that's how, like, that is your goal also, that we are moving forward for that. And how, what will happen if we build this kind of love of Godhead? Or what will happen when we move forward using this, going through this Varna Ashram? So here in this Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, 13 verse, Srila Prabhupada is saying that if we build this kind of love using this Devi Varna Ashram system, we will build some Siddhi Haritoshnam. We will understand that actually the real objective goal of our life is some Siddhi Haritoshnam. So it's mentioned here that, oh, best among twice born, It is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions and orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead. Simple, nothing else, nothing here and there. If we do all these duties, following the Devi Varna Ashram Dharma, what we will build? We'll build a love to please the personality of Godhead. Sam Siddhi Hari Toshnam. And in this, when I was just going through this translation part purport of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada saying in this, the highest aim of life or the highest perfection of the institution of Varna Ashram Dharma is to cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. We are always looking for the highest level. So this is what Srila Prabhupada has given. What's the purpose of Varna Ashram Dharma? Aim of life or the highest perfection of institution of Varna Ashram Dharma is to cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. I hope we all remember that when Prabhupada was almost like day of leaving this planet, the disciples surrounding him, they ask him that, Prabhupada, how can we serve you? We can please you. Prabhupada mentioned just one thing, that you should cooperate with each other for the satisfaction of Krishna. There also, he's not saying that, okay, you do this, do that. He was very categorically mentioned that you should cooperate and build a relationship among all of you for the satisfaction of Krishna. Now, the next thing, when I was looking at this Sam Siddhi Hari Toshnam, how we can understand this much more better based on the pastimes. This, of course, we all know this is basically this particular text. When we look at Kiba Vipra Kiba Sanyasi Shudra Kine Nai, Yehi Krishna Tattva Veta Sehi Guru Hai. This is a discussion in between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai. When we are discussing about who can be a guru, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly mentioned this picture. Of course, you can correlate this is when they met on the river of Godavari in south during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu yatra to South India. So there it mentioned that when it was the discussion was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned, as far as Krishna consciousness is concerned, everyone is capable of becoming a spiritual master, because knowledge in Krishna consciousness is on the platform of spiritual soul, spirit soul. Like when we talk about when we started discussion, we were talking about that the moment we understand that I am not this body, I am the soul. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, because everybody can become a spiritual master because the knowledge of Krishna consciousness is on the platform of spirit soul. And further, he's saying that spread Krishna consciousness, one need only be cognizant of signs of spirit soul. That's it. When we talk about, okay, I have to preach because my Guru Maharaj has told me that I have to go and preach also. For that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned, to spread Krishna consciousness, one need only be cognizant of the signs of spirit soul. That's it. One should know the soul relationship with the super soul and how we can serve the spirit soul, the super soul. That's it. That if we know the signs of this, we can go and preach. Simple. And in this particular, when we're looking at this picture, this particular, when we talk about the Varna Ashram Dharma and all that, in this picture, when we look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to speak this particular text, because Ramanand Rai, of course, we know his exaltation level, all this, such exalted level, the discussion among Ramanand Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's just like a far, 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 far ahead. Just I think Sunday or Saturday there was a Ramanand Rai appearance there. So you must have read about him or heard about him. So Ramanand Rai, like he himself was considering himself as like a Shudra. And that's why like he was just staying away, like not going closer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went ahead and embraced him. And in this picture, when we look at the Brahmanas or the higher caste people standing over there, they were a bit surprised to see that how come this like a Brahmana, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the form of sannyasi when he met Ramanand Rai during South India Yatra. And so this one, these guys were like a bit, like they were not able to understand how come a sannyasi is embracing Shudra guy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here also like establishing the principle of Varna Ashram Dharma. It should not be based on the family, the caste or creed. It has to be based on Devi Varna Ashram Dharma. So that's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere setting the principles, setting the examples in front of others that what is real meaning of Varna Ashram Dharma. The other like other place also is like glorifying the devotee. He's saying the Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, sthava and jangam. But he does not exactly see their forms. He's not saying that, okay, this is tree or this is that, this person is like a Shudra, this person is like a Vaishya. No. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees the manifest form of the Supreme Lord. So, this is how when a devotee sees, based on the Devi Varna Ashram Dharma, he looks everything in the manifestation of a Supreme Lord. And this next picture, when you look at, of course, you recognize it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is carrying the body of Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri. There also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting the principle for all of us, for all the people in Puri also, because as we all know, Haridas Thakur came in the form of Muslim family, and he never ever, although he stays in Puri, but he never visited the temple over there, because he was not allowed to go there. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, please come. He said, no, I cannot come because I am a Muslim. But look at his exalted level, that every day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming, getting the prasad from Puri temple, he was first thing he was going to place of Haridas Thakur and offer him prasad. And of course, you definitely would have, some of you must have taken the darshan here in Puri from the temple, the Simdwara to Siddhbakula, where Haridas Thakur was staying. It's like a few minutes distance on walk. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just ensuring that he should, while going back in the afternoon, he was taking some prasad for Haridas Thakur. Or sometimes when he was not able to go to him, he was just ensuring through his personal servant, Govinda, should take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remnants and give Haridas Thakur to it. Imagine that the fortune of Haridas Thakur. He was getting the remnants of God. And look at the love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got for him. First thing that he has given him, the designation of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. He is the Acharya of Nam, which we are chanting every day. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who himself incarnate to give the Namadhana to everybody, he says that actually the Acharya of Nam, or the name, is Haridas Thakur. So every pastimes when Lord is performing, he's setting the right principle in front of us. Not like talking about, we should follow the Varna Ashram Dharma. But what is the actual Varna Ashram Dharma? We should understand that. So that's why, like in all the pastime, he's setting the scene for us to understand what is the real Varna Ashram Dharma. Now, the next thing, like I was just wondering that how we understand that Sam Siddhi Haritoshnam, just meant to stay, Jagat Tustam. I was just pondering upon that Sam Siddhi Haritoshnam, the word, like this particular word, when we look at, actually this essence of Bhagavad Gita is also this only. Arjuna, you need not to fight for your results. You have to fight for my happiness. Sam Siddhi Haritoshanam. That's it. No here and there. You have to fight for my happiness. Although I have killed them, but I want to give credit to you. So you have to take the credit, but you are doing all this for my happiness. That's it. So this is Sam Siddhi Haritoshanam. Because Arjuna understood that Yashmin Tuste Jagat Tustakam. Means, if we are satisfying Krishna, everybody is satisfied. There's something like a picture I've taken, like about when Durmasa Muni visit at the request of Duryodhana, visited Pandavas during their exile time, and we all know that. Duryodhana has put a condition, you please go visit to my brother's place, but you visit to them after they have taken their lunch. Or Draupadi has taken her lunch. So Durvasa Muni reached to Pandavas, and we all know why he's called Durvasa. Like, of course, you know Hindi also. Durvasa means a person whom we should stay away, because we know that Durvasa Muni is a person who get angry so early, and once he get angry, he can give any kind of curse to anyone. Of course, we know the pastimes of all this. So there, when he went, he said, "Sister, we came here to take lunch at your place." But before, and he came with around 10,000 of his disciples. So when he asked Yudhishthir, "We want to have a lunch at your place, but before having lunch, we are going to take a bath in the near river. And by the time we come, you should ensure that a lunch should be ready." So Yudhishthir, as usual, Yudhishthir said, "Yes, Rishi, we will do that." So he went inside and asked Draupadi, "Can you please prepare the meal for 10,001 devotees?" Because 10,000 devotees and one Durvasa Muni. And we all know that what happened. So Draupadi said that the Akshay Patra, from which we can get more, as much as food or meal, that I can use before I take anything. Like, no, but now I also have taken. It's just impossible to offer food to Durvasa Muni and his disciples. So they're like... they were in a situation, what should we do? Completely perplexed. And of course, when we get the devotee get perplexed, he has just only one shelter. Of course, you know that, and that is Krishna. So there, Draupadi start like praying to Krishna that please help us. And as we know that there is nobody for us to who can help us, please come and help us. So helplessly, they were crying. And Krishna immediately appeared there, and he asked Draupadi, "What happened?" So Draupadi tells the complete story. After hearing that, he said, "No problem. Bring that Akshay Patra to me." So Draupadi brought the Akshay Patra, and there, of course, it was completely washed and everything. But there, Krishna, of course, this is Krishna. Krishna means he can do any miracle. So there, Krishna went through the complete this utensil, the Akshay Patra, and there he found that small chip of the rice in that. Krishna said, "Oh, this is there. This is more than enough for me." The moment Krishna put that on his tongue, all the disciples of Durvasa Muni, including Durvasa Muni, they felt that, oh, our stomachs are full now. And if we go now there, we may not be able to eat. And we all know Bhima, what kind of person he is. If we say no, he will definitely kill us. So being fear of Bhima, Durvasa Muni and his disciple just ran away from there. So this is what prema or the love is built, Krishna is come, Krishna is there everywhere, and he helps his devotees in that way. This picture, of course, we all know, for gopis, for them, only one person is there who takes care of them, that is Krishna, irrespective of the social society and everything. They were just running away the moment they hear the sweet music of Krishna's flute. Irrespective of what they are doing, they just forget about everything and just run away towards Krishna. And this is another pastime. I'm talking about the Brahmana's wife, Krishna and Balram. They were grazing the cows, and nearby they saw that Brahmana's families were enjoying making a get-together sort of thing. So there, he sent one of the Goalbal, the cowherd boy, go and get food from Brahmanas. So when they went there, they asked that Krishna and Balram is asking for food. The Brahmana, when they hear that, they said, who is Krishna? Who is Balram? We don't know them. It's for us only. We cannot give you anything. The moment Brahmana's wives hear about Krishna and Balram, they went themselves to offer them the food. Because they know that ultimate objective of their life is sam siddhi haritoshanam. If Krishna is happy, everything is done. Nothing is required. This is one of the pastime. I was just trying to understand more on this sam siddhi haritoshanam. So when we know that when Krishna and Balram went to Mathura, Kansa has called them. So when they went there, they asked one of the tailor, can you, of course we know before that washerman story happened, pastime happened, washerman said, no, we cannot give you the clothes of king. Who are you to wear this clothes? But then Krishna killed him there itself, just by this hand only. Nothing, he didn't require any kind of arms ammunition. He just used his hand and killed that washerman. So the tailor, then they pick up the cloth there, and both Krishna and Balram wear that. Even the cowherd boy who went along with Krishna and Balram to Mathura, they also took some cloth and wear that. And of course, the cloth was not up to the size of Krishna, so there was a tailor over there. Moment he saw that that Krishna and Balram is coming over there, he saw their clothes, he requested them, can I help you, can I make this clothes to your body? Krishna said, okay. Of course, it's something Krishna wants to give some service to the tailor. That's why he do this leela. And the tailor, after doing all this, he was benedicted as Sarupa Mukti. With that body only, he was liberated, that tailor. And then there was a florist nearby. The moment he saw Krishna Balram coming in a kingly dress, he was so happy to see them. So happy. He made beautiful garlands for both of them. And the moment Krishna said, okay, I'm very happy with you. Ask whatever you want. He said, he quoted a verse close to that, what we're talking about in Mam Janmani Janmani Shre. Bhavatad bhakti rahe tu kitavi. That's how devotees were always, always engaged in Krishna service, because they all know what is sam siddhi haritoshanam. And when we talk about sam siddhi haritoshanam, it is important that how we learn all this by the mercy of spiritual master, the unalloyed mercy of spiritual master. And who teaches us all this? The Acharya is teaching us all this. We have heard about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The moment Ishwarpuri has given him the name, okay, you go and chant this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting this and he was getting maddened chanting all this. And he went to his guru, the Ishwarpuri, and he asked, Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tar bal, japite japite mantra karila pagal. What kind of mantra you have given to me? How much strength is in this? What kind of strength in this? The moment I chant this mantra, I am just getting maddened. Of course, I am also thinking that when the day will come that I'll also at least understand the real potency of the holy name. And coming back to this, like the moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to his guru, Ishwarpuri, Ishwarpuri mentioned, like before that, like further Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Hasya Nachaya Mora Karya Karandan Iti Suni Guru Hasi Balila Vachan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying further that besides getting maddened, like this particular mantra, what is doing? He's making me laugh sometimes, making me dance sometimes, and sometimes I'm getting like crying. Like in few slides back, we were talking about the Asatvi Vikar. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about. And the moment Ishwarpuri heard this, he started laughing and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, of course, after this, there is another verse, Krishna Naam Mantre Aita Sobhav Yehi Jape Krishna Upjaye Bhav. This is the real nature of Krishna Mantra, Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The one who recited this, Krishna comes over there to bring all this kind of ecstasy. And we all heard that Srila Prabhupada has mentioned the moment our this mantra purification starts, Krishna comes and dance on the tongue of devotee. So that's how Krishna upajaye bhav. That's how Krishna build the ecstatic form for the devotees. The next thing, when we talk about the unalloyed mercy of the spiritual master, we can see here Srila Prabhupada met first time his guru, and it's in 1922 first time he met him, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And in that meeting itself, he got the essence of real freedom. That's how, and that particular essence of real freedom, Prabhupada like watering that for 44 years. Imagine, first meeting it was told, and instructions, of course, everybody knows, I will not repeat that. But Prabhupada's watering that particular instructions for next 44 years before going forward to the West, to the US, for preaching the Krishna consciousness. And during his way, he wrote a poem, we all know, that is called Markine Bhagavat. And in this one of the verse, it was talking about Prabhupada's surrender, complete surrender. He's saying, Aniyacho Jadi Prabhu Amare Nachate. If you bring, taking me over there for making me dance, Nachao Nachao Prabhu, Nachao Se Mate. Kaster Putli Jatha, Nachao Se Mate. Prabhupada is saying, please make me dance, please make me dance as a puppet. Kaster Putli means like a wooden puppet. Nachao Se Mate. Please make me dance as you want me to dance. So that's how, like, I think time is over for you people. Should we continue for another 15 minutes, please?
Sure, Prabhuji, that's okay. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, when we talk about some Siddhi Haritoshnam, one, of course, what's the objective of this Varna Ashram? Actual objective of Varna Ashram is some Siddhi Haritoshnam. This is what Bharat Maharaj was giving to his citizens. But how it can be relishable, that we understood now through all these examples. And this is something, a real objective of our life. And there are certain things when we talk about Bharat Maharaj pastimes, lot of queries comes in our mind. And some of the queries I try to understand and meditate, I just share with you people. Why it happened to Bharat Maharaj? A staunch devotee following all severe austerities and doing everything possible for the pleasure of Lord. But he has to go through the deer palm. Then second is, then third is Jad Bharat. We know that because Bharat Maharaj was so much attached to the deer, in between what happened? It was directly impacting his sadhana. He forget about his own sadhana. These are for our learnings only. When we talk about all this, Srila Prabhupada has given Bhagavatam for our own learnings, and all these are the case studies for us to understand. Because sometimes we are so much attached to our belongings, so much possessive for our belongings, so much possessive for one house, two house, three house, cars and all that, we forget about what we have promised to our Guru. Our Guru is so compassionate, always, always telling us, chant, chant, chant. Because ultimately that's how we can develop the love for Godhead. So these are only for our learnings, all this. And something like when we move forward on this, when he got dear birth, Bharat Maharaj, was it a boon or curse for him? Actually, it is a boon. Because Krishna has mentioned very clearly in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, verse number 8.5, Antakale Narayan Smriti. If we don't have that Smriti, then we have to again roll through the 8,400,000 species. But Krishna was so compassionate to Bharat, he had just given him the birth of deer, in the deer form. And I don't know, but I feel like the lifespan of deer is just 14-15 years. And after that, he was again coming into the form of Jad Bharat. There was a question I heard somewhere that why, despite remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna in last moment in deer form, yet had to come back in Jad Bharat form. Why? Because Krishna chooses his devotees to perform his pastimes. We all know about this Jai Vijay. Why they come back again three times in a demon's form? To help God to perform the Leela's pastimes. So Krishna chooses his devotees to perform the exemplary qualities. And Jad Bharat was so conscious when he came into that form. We all know that. Of course, you will hear more about that from the exalted devotees in the further upcoming classes. Jad Bharat was more conscious. More conscious. There were two things when we talk about Lord pastimes, because when we try to understand all this, Jad Bharat was such a staunch devotee in doing everything, every movement, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that every movement he was serving Lord Vasudev. But when we look at our condition, we may not be of course, we are not to that level. For us, we did 16 rounds, That's it. Trying to follow the regulative principles. That's it. And besides that, nothing. So, but when we look at this Bharat Maharaj pastime, it's something talk about law of justice. He has to go through so much of austerities before going back to Godhead. So what will happen to us? There are two departments, like one is Lord of Justice, another is Lord of Mercy. So we have to see, like, we are fortunate that we are trying to get mercy of God through Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada said, even if you're chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles, you need not to worry. I'll take you back to Godhead. And how? I have got the back door entry to the Golok Vrindavan Dham. That's how, like, we should always build a mood of chanting in helplessness way, so that we should get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and just gain prakaran, put our mind in or develop a love of Godhead by chanting and studying, reading about the pastimes of Lord. Thank you very much for your patience and giving me opportunity to talk about the pastimes of Lord and glories of His devotees. Thank you very much. Any comment or any question, most welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very, very beautiful class. And yeah, all the pastimes you shared were very encouraging and it was very detailed. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this
class. Thank you. Thank you.
I request devotees, if you have any questions or comments, they can speak now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for a beautiful class and for relating it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and for explaining what is actually our real mood, what our real mood should be, what is the real purpose. Thank you so much for all the detailed explanation and for going deep into Chaitanya Leela also. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Thank you very much for your kind comments.
Hare Krishna, there's also a comment in the chat box, Prabhuji. I don't know if you can see in the chat, a devotee wrote a very nice comment for you.
Oh, thank you very much for these nice words. Actually, my position is just like I'm repeating like a parrot. What I heard from the devotees and acharyas, I just repeat it. Thank you very much for your kind words. Actually, when we look at Krishna, Krishna always says, just surrender unto me. Like when we talk about this particular verse of Bhagavad Gita, talking about 18.66, Sarva Dharman Paritajye Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. Krishna is saying, come and surrender unto me, then only I'll give you something. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of Mercy, is saying, just chant the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I'm just a gardener. And who I am, and I cannot distribute these fruits alone. You please come, join me to distribute these fruits. And that's how, like, he's giving mercy to everybody. And when we know, we all know that what happened in the jungles of the forest of this Jharkhand, even he make the animals to dance over there. That's how it is. The Lord of Mercy. So we should take the benefit of this, advantage of this Lord of Mercy, and get out of this world in this birth only. Thank you. If there is no question, should we hang off?
Sure, Prabhuji, if there are no questions or comments, we will thank Prabhuji and end the call here. Thank you, Prabhuji, once again.
Thank for you the very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindaki Jai Srila Prabhupada His Grace Karuna Kishore Prabhuji Ki Jai
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Jai
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dhan Hare Krishna.